In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
And the Word became flesh, and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory full of grace and truth, coming through Jesus Christ.
Jesus comes at a time of oppression, when the people of Israel live under occupation by the Roman Empire. The people cry out to God to fulfill his promises and raise up a king from the line of David to lead them to freedom and salvation.
The book of Zechariah says, "Your king comes riding on a donkey." The significance of Jesus' decision to enter Jerusalem one morning in this way was not lost on anyone who knew the ancient texts. It was to be the beginning of a week that would forever change the world.
Rabbi! As a priest of God and as a member of the Sanhedrin, I command you to silence your followers!
If they are forced to keep quiet, then the stones, the walls, and the pillars will cry out. Look, even these children believe.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Bless you, my child.
Leave the teacher alone now, children.
Thomas, have you forgotten? It is written, God made the young and innocent to give praise. Let the children come to me. The kingdom of God belongs to one such as these.
Do you compare yourself to God? Do you call yourself a king?
Follow me, and you shall hear the good news I was sent to proclaim. Come to the temple.
His blasphemy greatly disturbs Annas.
You see now, my Lord Caiaphas, the power he has over the people.
His words are dangerous and threatening. He risks what fragile stability we have. He risks provoking the Romans.
We must challenge this preacher in the name of God.
God shall present the moment when we are to act. Have faith in the Lord.
What are your thoughts?
We need to prevent an uprising. We must make his followers realize the dangerous path they are treading.
How shall we accomplish this?
Have faith in God. He makes all things clear.